Often when we answer the phone, we are assailed by people, or even worse, a computerized voice vying to sell us things, saying, "You have been chosen. But that is not being chosen. That's just marketing, and poor marketing at that. In our sermon today, we will explore how we have been chosen by someone who knew us before we were born. And in the many ways, this passage is like Christmas Day that never ends, with gift after gift freely given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us begin exploring the gifts as we unwrap what we read in verse 3 of our passage in Ephesians. Here we discover that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Think about that. Everything. There's nothing that we lack. We have it all at our disposal, all that we will ever need to be the person that God would have us to be. Everything. It's not like when we were fixing something around the house only to discover that you need to go to Rona to get another thing. And if you're like me, having to go again when you discover that you need one other item. In our passage today, we read that God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. We don't have to scrabble around and try to do this on our own. No, God provides for us all the resources that we need to resist evil, to care for the poor, to reach out to those who do not yet know him, so that they can know the goodness, love, and mercy of Jesus, so that they can live in fellowship with God. Yet so many people struggle with knowing who they are in Christ. This reminds me of a story of an airline agent who was confronted with a passenger who was rude and demanding. His flight had been canceled, and the agent had to rebook a long line of travelers. They were all upset because they had been inconvenienced. Suddenly, the angry passenger pushed his way to the front of the line and stood before the airline steward's desk, slapped his ticket down on the counter and said, "Get me on the next flight, and it better be first class." The agent told the man to get in line and that he would help him when it was his turn. This made the man even angrier. In a loud voice, the man asked, "Look at me. Do you have any idea who I am?" Without hesitation, the agent grabbed the public address microphone and announced, "May I have your attention, please? We have a passenger here at gate 16 who does not know who he is. If you can help him to find his identity, would you please come to the desk?" Most of us have seen someone like this, but the man raises a great question. Do you know who you are? The Bible tells us that from one man he made every nationality to live over the whole earth, and has determined their appointed times and the boundaries where they live. God knew and planned for each of us to be born. And where and when? While your parents may or may not have expected your arrival, God knew and planned for you to be here and now. Right here, right now. You are part of God's plan. You cannot tell it from your English version, but the Ephesians passage from Ephesians 1:3-14 is really one long sentence in the original language in the New Testament. Now, no translation in English tries to make it like one sentence because the sentence is so complicated. The Apostle Paul just got so excited that he couldn't stop. Have you ever got that excited? So excited you just keep talking in one long sentence? Paul is just trying to cram it all in, and he won't stop. He can't stop. He just keeps talking and talking and talking. This is perhaps the greatest, most panoramic view of all that Christian salvation entails in one place in the New Testament. Now, there's a richness to this sentence because it begins with God's grace and ends with God's glory. It's really a kind of theological message in a nutshell sort of text, if you will. It begins with the grace. And that is the most complex statement on the gospel that you will ever find. For it is in this sentence that you will truly find yourself. In closure, let us listen once again to our passage. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption to himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will. How does the spiritual blessing come? All your blessings come in him. So we get grace in him. We get every spiritual blessing in him. Amen.